With school underway across the state, many districts have not been able to fill certain teaching positions. As Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, there's been a shortage of one particular type of teacher for years, and the situation could get even more challenging.
Over 2,000 students have come to Connecticut from Puerto Rico since Hurricane Maria. Many of them settled in Connecticut's biggest cities. Their arrival has highlighted the need for more teachers who speak Spanish and who are certified to teach English language learners, or ELLs.
There was a point where a lot of our positions were filled with long-term substitute teachers who were not certified.
Adela Jorge runs the bilingual and English as a second language program for Waterbury Schools. The district has taken in over 300 students from Puerto Rico since the hurricane. But Waterbury recognized the need to fix this problem years ago, and now they've made significant strides.
At this point, we're very close to having every position filled with a certified teacher because the substitute teachers that we have right now are in a pathway to certification.
Waterbury's basically looked to the community for people who either speak Spanish or have some interest in teaching ELLs. They get them started as a substitute while they work on getting their certification. She says the system works on several levels, but importantly, it lets the candidates have some prospect of job security.
We want our teachers to be able to teach. We want them to be able to focus on meeting the needs of our students. If you're working as a substitute teacher without a contract, you're going to have other worries.
The state has also made efforts to fix the problem. It offers an alternate non-college route to certification for teachers of ELLs. The program's called ARCTEL for short, but it's intensive. It requires over 400 hours of various activities. It's also a challenge to go the traditional route through college. Elizabeth Howard is a professor of bilingual education at UConn. She says part of the problem is that aspiring teachers are focusing on the basics of becoming a teacher. A lot of them don't consider teaching English as a second language, or TESOL.
Then it's not until they actually get out into the field and see that they may be working in a place with English language learners where they may think, oh, this might be an option for me to be a bilingual teacher or a TESOL teacher. And if they don't land in the place in a district where there's a high incidence of English learners, then it would not occur to them at all necessarily. They wouldn't see the need for it.
Howard says it's important for everyone in a school to have some skills in working with the English learners. She's working on a program at UConn that would do just that. It wouldn't be as rigorous as getting a full certification, but it would be a sort of middle ground that any teacher could take to give them some skills to help them work with English learners. That would be helpful, she says, because even if a school has TESOL teachers, their time spent with English learners is limited throughout the day.
It really is the responsibility of everybody in the building to serve the English learners.
The students are spending time in the general education classroom, with the PE teacher, with the librarian. They're interacting constantly with adults in the school who don't have any TESOL training.
And so that's why it's really necessary for a lot of people in the building to not necessarily have the same level of preparation as a full TESOL specialist, but to have a lot more than they typically get.
Connecticut's colleges and universities have been hit by the loss of federal grant money that paid for students to get certified in TESOL or bilingual education. Howard says that money paid for about 10 to 15 students a year at UConn, but without the money, that's down to only about 2 or 3 students. The grant used to fund about 115 projects across the country, but starting in 2015, the numbers started to drop. The recent round paid out money to 42 schools. None of them were in Connecticut. David Roche, Connecticut Public Radio.